Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, we're live, God's Talk Radio, 84 PA, high on the hill. We're bringing it. First, I want to give a couple shout-outs before we start the Flamingo K Coffee Club in Bradenton, Florida. Say hey to the boys down there. D&T Home Watch, most dynamic duo in Bradenton. Like I told you before, and I'm telling you again, you want something watched when you're gone, call these two, D&T. D stands for don't, T stands for touch. These guys are dynamic, and they are lethal. They will hunt you down, track you down, run you down. I seen them run on foot 2 miles to grab a guy. So, if you want your home watched, car watched, condo watched, canary watched, dog watched, anything you want, these guys will do it. They'll watch it for you till you come home. They are the real deal. Give them a call, Bradenton, Florida. I want to give another shout out to my boys Nixon Cruz and Arlo Jackson Gossard, and two other of my main men down in Florida, Rex and Luke. What's up, Rex and Luke? Give me a call. I'm here. I'm taking phone calls. 516-666-9990. Give us a buzz. Anything you want to talk about, we got the Pirates, Steelers, Pitt. They went back today. 107 players on the team. Connor's practicing. Looking good, I heard. That's great news. Anybody want to talk about the Pirate games over the weekend? How about the game they blew yesterday? Better yet, I want to discuss this Jaso guy. What is he still doing on the team, and what is he still doing playing first base? You don't run the ball out, you're gone, okay? You're gone. You hit into a double play, and you watch the damn ball fly around the infield. You never leave home plate. Hurdle starts him the next game. In my book, you got to cut the guy. I say cut him, get rid of him, bring Bell up. He's a better player. He has to be. He can't be this bad. He can't be. Get rid of this guy and stick Kang's rear end on a bench. He stinks too. Oh, we got a phone call. Let me check it out right now. We got to see who's on. Okay, you're on.
Hey, Bill.
This is
who it is, brother.
What's up?
Not too much. How you doing, bud?
All right. Give me that. Got a perspective from down in Florida there?
Well, they started their high school football down here this week.
All right.
I was on a couple of the websites looking, you know, and on Rivals. You talk about football loaded. Out of the Florida's got 5 of the top 6 teams in the nation.
Wow.
They've got,
how about that?
And then you've got number 1 is some team Gorman, I believe, out of Las Vegas. Then you got St. Thomas Aquinas. You got, of course, then you got IMG here in Bradenton. You got a team out of Jacksonville. Then you got American Heritage, which is a plantation, which is over here where my son used to live. Then you got Armwood out of Tampa. Manatee, I think, is rated number 11th in the state here. And unfortunately,
ooh,
Manatee opens up with Armwood, number 6 in the nation.
Oh, we'll see how good they are right off the bat.
We'll find out real quick. They play Armwood first, and then they play some team out of Alabama. They go up to Alabama to play. So.
Oh. Hey, how about those schools in Alabama? Hoover,
yeah.
What do they rank?
I didn't see any in the top 10. I didn't go further than that. This team's ranked, I think this other team is ranked, they're playing Hewitt Heisville, I think, who they're playing. They're ranked like in the top 50. They're pretty good, though. We'll see.
Yeah, they got another team, a California team. Supposed to be good.
Well, the two you hear about them all the time out there is that Cal Poly.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, there's another team too that I forget the name of it now, but they're always good too. Yeah, I mean it's to see this and then for IMG to be ranked number three behind St. Thomas Aquinas. I'm thinking, who the hell St. Thomas Aquinas got for God's sake?
Right.
Yeah, they got
nobody in Pennsylvania ranked. Those schools.
No, I didn't see any. I didn't go far enough down. But there was I took a look at the IMG roster. You remember our school.
Yeah.
They have 18 players, 6'4" or better. I think they have
we didn't have any.
4 or 5-star recruits.
Wow.
They're loaded. And that's what I'm saying. They're loaded. They're ranked 3 in the nation behind another team from Florida. That's unbelievable. That's where Bosa played. Joey Bosa.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they've seen Thomas Aquinas, so I'll make sure I go over there and watch them this year for sure. But Manatee's got a tough schedule. They got a good quarterback coming back. He flew for 2,800 yards last year. He's a senior this year, but their offensive line, I took a gander at that. They're not as big as they usually are, but they're pretty deep. So we'll see. We'll see how they do. They open up.
Yeah. Speaking of Bosa, he's still a holdout for San Diego. He hasn't signed yet.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, see, I'm not sure what the contract problem is. I don't know if it's over guaranteed money or what it is, but I see his mother weighed in today, which is not going to help him in the locker room, I don't think.
No, mommy can stay out of
Yeah, yeah. Then I was watching one of the talk shows here today. I guess his old man played football, and he held out his first year until September. The guy, the commentator, said, "Well, I guess that's the Bosa way."
I guess.
I don't know.
I never heard of him. You?
Who?
You ever hear of Bosa?
Joey Bosa?
I never heard of him.
From
yeah,
Ohio
I mean,
State?
Joey Bosa. Yeah, it is bad. No.
Well, no, I didn't know. I didn't hear. I don't remember him at all. But,
yeah.
But anyway.
They went back today. And Connors is practicing. He looks good, they said.
Yeah, I was on their website looking at that. I guess he looks real good. He said he's going full board, and no restrictions on him, which is glad to hear that.
Right.
Hey,
how about that running back duo they're going to have with that him and that other kid they had last year? Well, I can't remember his name. He has an odd name. I can't remember. Remember that kid's name?
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember the kid's name, but yeah, he did pretty good. In fact, yeah. I was listening to the Connor interview. He named 4 or 5 kids. He said that are all fully capable. So that's good.
They have a nice year this year.
Well, Narduzzi's real. He said he was real happy. He said one thing he was glad to see of the team. He said they remembered everything from the fall. He said so year two they understand the offense, they understand the defense, you know, they understand the tempo that's wanted. So he doesn't have to install that this year. Now he can fine tune them, which is good because I think he's a hell of a coach. I think he's going to do well this year, and I think they're going to do well in the upcoming years. So,
yeah, let's hope.
It's good to see. Hey, what's going on with the Pirates, man? I heard you were, you know.
Let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
Yeah, if you're a manager and you have a guy at home plate and there's two guys on base, and he hits the ball to shortstop and never moves.
Who did
never
that?
Moves, never runs to first base. Do you
He'd
play the guy again? What do you do?
He'd be gone. He'd be on the
bench. Right.
He'd be on the bench right away. He wouldn't go out the next inning.
He'd be on the bus out of here.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
That's terrible.
Who is that, Jaso?
Yeah, John Jaso. Then DeCalvi ripped him up and down. Now him and DeCalvi are going at it. DeCalvi said it's unexcusable, which it is.
You're a pro. He's making millions of dollars a year and he won't run it out. This sounds like, you know, it's, I don't know. That's terrible. Hey, bring Bell up. Let him play.
That's what I say. They say he can't play first base. He's just like Pedro. No, he isn't.
Well,
we don't know that.
We don't know that until we put him out there. At least he'll give an effort.
Right. Well, just like Pedro. Maybe he can hit better. You know? what do you got to lose?
No,
hey,
that's right. You're
talking.
What's that?
They're supposed to be top-notch team for the Super Bowl this year. Bengals.
Who, the Bengals?
Yeah, they're picking them to win it.
Well, hell, they got to get out of the conference first. They blow it every year. That's why they're called the Bungles.
They get a lot of talent on there. They said, more than anybody in the division.
Well,
they always
coaches
do, yeah.
Can't control their attitudes, though. That's the problem. You still got Pac-Man Jones and that whole criminal attitude down there. That there's no way they're going to be able to control them. You know, when the going gets tough, they'll go back to where they came from. You know, they'll act the same way. So
Montez Perfect.
I'm not too worried about them. They'll crash and burn.
I hope.
Crash and burn.
Another question I got for you.
Okay.
They say this, Sammy Coates, the guy that's taking Martavis Bryant's place. You're
mm-hmm.
the Steelers. You're the Steelers. What do you do with Bryant? You get rid of him? They say this coach.
Yeah.
Well, we got to see how Coates performs in the game
let's not christen him yet. Let's wait and see what he does on the field.
Yeah. Another kid they like, Eli Rogers. He's a slot receiver. They had him on the IR last year. They say this kid is really something. So we'll see. Hey, they got their first game exhibition Friday. We'll see what these guys look like.
Yeah. Well, they had the they lost one of their corners, didn't they? To injury. See, that's the thing with Steelers. They're not good in some positions. And that's not good. I mean, they gotta pick somebody up there. Hey, how'd you like that game last night, or not that game last night? You believe that? Canton, Ohio. Oh, you think that was in Cincinnati the way they blew that? How could you do that? What did they use concrete to paint the field with?
Oh, Jesus!
What did they use?
How about
painted
that?
Concrete?
Isn't this where pro football started?
Yeah, well,
Canton, Ohio.
This is 2 years in a row that the turf has been bad, and this is a brand new turf.
Yeah.
I can't believe I was watching a show. You know, whatever they used to paint the field turned to like concrete. They couldn't even put the cleats through it. So before the game, they went out and sprayed this stuff on it to get it off. And then they find out that the stuff that they sprayed causes problems with your skin.
Jesus Christ. Hey,
so,
did you know, remember the Astrodome, how bad that was?
Yeah.
Astrodome.
Yeah.
They were saying.
It was like playing on the concrete.
Yeah. I heard, remember Wolfley, Greg Wolfley?
Yeah.
He said one game down there, they had real bad turf. They actually threw a piece of plywood down and spray painted it green. instead of grass or whatever, sod, they put plywood down and sprayed it green to look like grass.
Yeah. That sounds like the old Dormont Stadium up there where we used to practice. No grass at all.
Imagine if they'd have played on that field.
Yeah. Remember, after about 3 or 4 days, they used to spray it down with oil to keep the dust down. So wonder all of us are dead.
I know. Not only from the oil, but from no water.
That's right. Oh, those were the days. Hey, I'm
these guys couldn't take that today, Craig. You couldn't take your helmet off or drink a bit of water.
I don't think I can take it again.
Hey, we were very, very dumb.
Yes, we were. Well, I'm going to get off. Again, I'm all excited. I'll pitch back at camp. High school football starting down here, so I'm coming into the heyday.
Yep.
You know, the Pirates, I'm still with them, but, football's starting, man. You know, you got to.
Hey, thanks for that update down in Florida where the high school football was hot.
Yep. All right, we'll do it, man.
All right, Murph.
Take it easy. Yep, bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. That's Murph. Give you the perspective on high school football from Bradenton, Florida, and around the area. Got some good football down there, man. They can play down there. They can play, having them all those teams ranked top 10 in the country from that area. Wow, that's a hotbed down there. That's where all the speed comes from. Now, if we could only get Pennsylvania football back where it used to be, we'd be all right. That's really falling off around here. But we'll see where it goes. Okay, give me a call, 516-666-9990. Anything you want to talk about? We'll talk about the Steelers. Like I said, this Eli Rogers is looking good, they said. They said Sammy Coates is looking tough. Hey, how about this Chicolo kid? They said he's all over the field up there, practice. Anthony Chicolo, linebacker. They even said Jarvis Jones is looking good. How about that? And we'll see. We'll see what happens this weekend. They got an exhibition game Friday. I think they scrimmaged the Lions either tomorrow or Wednesday. And should be interesting because there's been a lot of fights in these scrimmage games all over the league. They said Dallas actually was in a brawl, but they got some problems on that team. But I'm glad to see Connor's back, James Connor. I hope he can dial it up 100%. And let me tell you something else. Let's switch to the Pirates here. This Jaso kid, in my opinion, Murph said it too. This guy got to go. He not only stinks, you can't have that attitude in the clubhouse. Like I said, him and Tekulve are going back and forth. Why is he on me? You know, why he's on you? Because you stink and you're lazy. Let's put Kang on the bench, okay? I don't know what happened to this guy. Koch, geez, what happened to him? He fell off the face of the earth. What happened? Wow, my. Can you go that quick? Can you actually fall that fast? I guess so. He's done it. He looks bad. He actually looks slow. He used to be a demon on the base pads. He can't steal a base. Marte, like I told you before, a lot of talent, but nothing upstairs. Throw to the wrong base. Base running is terrible. Why you got to steal all these? But you're going to race with your buddy from the Brewers, Marte, stealing all these bases, trying to steal. Your team's dying. You're trying to steal third. But you're on second base. You're trying to steal third. Hey, a base hit's going to score you. We got another caller. Let's get it. Hello, you're on Goss Talk.
Mr. Goss, how are you today?
Good.
This is Bob. Bob Herman.
Bob, how you doing?
All right, the real Merv.
You're the original Merv.
The original. Not that sham that calls in every week.
You are the real Mervin.
The real one. The original.
Okay. What's on your mind, Merv?
I franchised the name out, you know.
Hope you got a lot of money for it.
Yeah, right. I was listening to you talking about Sammy Coates. That's a boy out of Auburn, right?
Yeah.
He did a hell of a job for them. He should do
right. He's looking good here. He's looking good.
Just
everybody has said when they draft him. Why'd they draft Sammy Coates? Well, they know why, because the other weed smoker was going to get suspended.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Keep him away from the other one, and he might be okay.
Right. But he's looking good. I mean, he's fast, strong. Say he got strong hands. He could go for the ball and rip it off, you know, the defender. So
yeah.
That's a good thing.
And I think he returned kicks, too, for Auburn, I believe.
He might have. I'm not sure about that. He might have. I know he was dynamic down there. I know that.
It's been a while.
He's on Auburn football.
Alabama ranked number one again.
That's your team, right?
Roll Tide.
Hey, you going with
them? I'll always be a Pitt fan, though.
Yeah, you like Pitt. I hope hope Connors comes back 100%.
Yeah, I was reading that in the paper. He's looking good. He's working out, and he wants to. He wants to do it all this year. What's he going to be, a junior?
Oh. Yeah, I think he is. Because he lost a year.
Right.
Yeah. But, I hope he does good. You know, Pitt could definitely use him.
What about receivers, how they look there?
I don't think they're as strong as they were last year at receiving. They got a good offensive line. So if they can run the ball, you can throw the ball.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yep.
So what else going down there? How's that coffee club down there?
Oh, it's in summertime mode, you know. All the snowbirds left, so just us, homegrowns are here.
Did you hear my shout out at the beginning of the show? I don't know if you caught it, but
I did for DT.
I always give you guys a shout out in the morning.
Yeah, they're excellent crew.
Yep, yep.
Like you said, matter of fact, I'm going to let him watch my dogs next week.
There you go. There you go. Where are you going? Vacation?
No, I'm not going anywhere. I'll just let him watch him. Give me a break.
Okay. Better yet. Better
hey,
yet.
How about them Penguins, huh?
Beautiful, huh?
I see they open with the Washington Caps, huh, when they hang the banner.
Oh, love it, huh?
That'll be great.
You got to love it.
Ovechkin space.
I
think they'll even come out on the ice.
They'll come out.
They
they'll come out. Sort of shit-faced, you know. They were supposed to win it all, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Funny thing happened on the way to the bank. They got their ass whipped by the Penguins.
Yeah, so did everybody. It's unbelievable how
Penguins
they came out.
Penguins
just
circles around them.
I mean, you
Penguins
know.
Are good, man.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, well, they'd be in big trouble with the defense they had, you know.
Right.
All those no-names, but they skate. Speed kills.
That's it. I mean, you cannot skate them. You know,
them to the puck
that's what
every
they
time.
Did. Yep. You
same
get to the
in
puck
college
first.
Football.
That's it. Hey, Merv, when you get to the puck first, a lot of good things can happen.
That's right. Yeah, they,
you know that.
I like that Coach Sullivan when he says, you know, don't worry about getting hit. You play the game.
Right. Right. That, you know what I liked about them? They were bickering on a bench like they started to, you know, years ago. They started arguing amongst each other. He told me, shut the fuck up, he said.
Yes, he did. I saw that on a replay. Shut
yeah.
the fuck up. Play the game.
Yeah.
He's saying that. He's saying that to Letang.
Oh, he said it to Crosby, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I think they got the message real quick who was boss.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed watching the playoffs, especially against the Lightning.
Well, I heard you were a big Lightning. Did you like the Lightning? No. Okay.
No, I mean, I follow them some, but, you know. Can't help it here.
I sent the
all the bandwagon fans.
Oh, yeah, right. I sent Merv, too, a hat. Did you see it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Well, did you see here in Bradenton, they got in a little bit of a, I guess, a pickle. They were, the Bradenton Convention and Visitors Bureau was handing out Go Pens flags.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And all the people up in Tampa got all upset, and they started a boycott Bradenton thing.
Hey, they have a nice team, Donner.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Yeah, they got,
a got
real
them all
nice
back,
team.
Too.
Oh, I
got
know
them
they
all
do.
Back. I guess Penn's got everybody back, too, though, didn't they?
Yeah, they got everybody back. They got a young
what
team, too.
What are they going to do with Fleury?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I bet they do half.
Question.
I bet him and Murray go half and half all year.
Yeah, I would definitely keep Fleury around, you know.
He has, what, 2 years left on a contract now?
Yeah, so I would,
didn't they
know,
just sign him last year to 3 years?
I think he got 2 years left on his contract,
mm-hmm.
two or three, yeah. Yeah, but I would definitely keep him around just in case you never know if Murray was a flash in a pan or, you know.
Right.
Or what. But I would definitely keep him around for a while.
Yeah, where do you go from here, huh? Your rookie year, you win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not too pleased about, you know, being second fiddle to anybody.
No. Nah.
So,
I think he's.
Might have
I
a little
think he'll be all right
for
another
hand,
year or two.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll figure it out. That's why they get paid the big bucks.
Yeah, they do, huh?
Yep. All right, Merv. Thanks for calling in, my man.
All right. You have a good one, Gauz.
All right, Merv.
Go Steelers.
Call again, buddy.
I sure will. See ya.
All right. Bye. That was Merv from Florida. Got all these Florida callers. Let's get a couple other guys calling in. 516-666-9990. We got it cooking. Got it cooking. Now, back to the playoffs with the Pirates. Ain't going to happen. When you can't throw to right base or run bases or get dig out five or six hits a game, and your starting pitchers can't go more than four or five innings, you're not going nowhere. I'll lay money they don't sniff a wild card. Ain't no way. Like I said before, when you can't pitch, you can't win. Cole looked like crap yesterday. Had Hamilton ran the bases like it was... Can anybody on that pitching staff hold a runner on? Anybody? Nobody can hold a runner on. It's ridiculous. What, Hamilton have five stolen bases in the series? Six? I think he had three yesterday. I know the guy's fast, but come on. Give Cervelli a chance to throw somebody out. Hey, you're trying to pound out a couple hits a game, you know, make three or four hits, five hits, and score runs. You know, come on. Hey, against the Reds, Brewers, you can't beat these teams. You're going to go to a wild card game and face Arrieta or Bumgarner or Kershaw? Tell me some more. I got some land for you somewhere in Florida, down by the Everglades. A lot of alligators there, but they don't bite. Oh, we got another call. Hey, you're
dog
on,
man,
Gus.
Will Dog.
Will Dog reporting in. What's up, Will Dog? Long time no hear. What's up?
I know. Hey, just wanted to get your thoughts on these recent Pirate trades.
Oh, Jesus. Come on. Terrible. This pitcher they got, he got shelled the other day in AAA. I can't remember his name. That's how important he is. He gave up five runs in four innings. It's terrible.
Oh, man. Gosman, you
hey,
think
about
you think that? Oh, what happened?
Not running the ball out. Stood at home plate and watched the double play.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you know how Herder rewarded him? He started him the next game.
I know. Trying to be a locker room guy, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I heard he lights a good shoe on fire, you know?
I got to tell you, Gosman, I was looking at some of the people we got rid of, in particular Pedro Alvarez, who seems to be finding his way in Baltimore. I was pleasantly surprised. 264 batting average, 18 home runs, you know, multi-home run games recently.
Wow.
You know, like, yeah, looked at Neil Walker. I mean, he's killing it, you know, around 250, 19 homers. I mean, you know, Pirates lost the combined 80 RBIs right there. So,
wow. Hey, Will Dog, we got about 90 seconds before the show's over, and let me ask you for a prediction, and then you can tell me. Where do you think the Buccos are going to end up? Third place? I think so. I don't think they're going to catch St. Louis. Do you think they're going to be in a wild card?
I will say no to that. I think, I think some of the roster moves that they made blatantly, you know, says that, you know, there's no interest in getting there. I personally think they may get beat out by Milwaukee. I'm going to call them fourth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, when Milwaukee sweeps you, you know, good chance.
Uh-huh.
Good chance. But Milwaukee's so bad. But Pirates, they're not too much better. I mean,
mm-mm.
San Diego's next. I wonder how they'll do. San Diego stinks. Pirates will probably have all kind of trouble beating them.
They've always had trouble beating them. Always.
Well, Will Dog, you should have called earlier. We have about 10 seconds left. And I want to thank you for the call. And give me a call back next week, a little earlier, if you can.
You got it, Gosman.
All right. That's Will Dog. There he goes. Show's over.